Before we focus on today's theme, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have. I'd like to start by reflecting briefly on the two saints whose feast day falls on February 8th. My good friend Saint Jerome Emiliani is the founder of the Somascans, and that's how I know him from my relationship with the Somascans. He was a man dedicated to the care of abandoned youth, orphans. He was a man of great charity. You could say he embodied love of neighbor, the second of the great commandments, love of neighbor. The other saint, Saint Josephine Bakhita, who was kidnapped as a young girl and was sold into slavery and sold and sold and sold five times, she experienced the love of God and decided to consecrate herself to God as a religious, consecrated woman. And so she embodies love of God, the first commandment. You could say these two saints together represent love of God and love of neighbor, although it's not fair to say that Saint Josephine loved God and not her neighbor. Of course she loved her neighbor also. And it's not fair to say of Saint Jerome that he loved his neighbor but not God. Yes, he loved God. He spent many hours in prayer to God, and he withdrew from the busyness of caring for the poor to express his love for God. But the two of them together, I think, make a great combination. That's why I don't want to omit either one of them, even though officially you have to choose one or the other for the liturgy. When it comes to Saint Josephine, it's also important to note that today is the day of prayer and awareness against human trafficking, and that day has been chosen for this date because she herself was a victim of human trafficking. She was a slave. Now, in the Philippines, this day of awareness, a prayer and awareness against human trafficking was moved to last Sunday. So you might have heard this last Sunday. But since it was the Feast of the Presentation, it was probably not given too much importance. But in the world, in the international scene, today is the day to call to mind this very widespread and very grave problem of human trafficking. It's a problem that affects the Philippines in a very serious way, one of the worst places for human trafficking. So we pray for the victims, we pray for the end of this scourge. Now, if we look at the readings, you might notice that one of the themes that comes up in all three, the readings and the psalm and the gospel, is the theme of God as shepherd. It's almost like a Good Shepherd day today. In the first reading, it says, "May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant," so that great shepherd of the sheep is Jesus Christ. Then the psalm, famous Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want." And then in the gospel, when Jesus sees a vast crowd of people, his heart is moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. So he took on the role of a shepherd for these, his sheep. So that's you could say, a theme that is overarching the whole day today. But we are focusing in this Mass on this theme: do not neglect to do good and to share what you have. Which sounds like love of neighbor, and it is. It's an exhortation to love our neighbor, and don't neglect to do good to others, to the poor, to the sick, to the lonely, to the victims of human trafficking, to the members of your own family, to anybody. Don't neglect it. Don't just live for yourself, and don't withdraw from the demands of charity. Don't neglect to do good and to share what you have. But to understand this exhortation, we have to see it in its proper context, because you can never have love of neighbor without love of God. In fact, you have to have love of God first. Or we could say, we need God's love first, then we can love God, and then when we are filled with the love of God, then we can love our neighbor. Then we have an abundance to share with others. When the letter to the Hebrews says, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, it doesn't only mean sharing money and food and goods. It also means sharing our faith. Because that's the treasure, that's the greatest treasure we have received, sharing our faith, our hope, and our love. Okay, so I said we have to put this in context. One way to do this is to look at the first reading itself. These are selections from the very last chapter of Hebrews. This is our last selection from the letter to the Hebrews. This is the end of 4 weeks of reflecting on this very powerful letter. But listen to what it says. Through Jesus, let us continually offer God a sacrifice of praise. So that's definitely love of God. Offering God a sacrifice of praise. That's the kind of sacrifice we start with. That is the fruit of lips that confess his name. That's in prayer, in worship, adoration. Then, that was verse 15. Then the next verse is what we have for our theme, verse 16. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have. God is pleased by sacrifices of that kind. You notice that there are two different kinds of sacrifices. There's a sacrifice of praise, and there's the sacrifice of doing good and sharing what we have. And they go together. In fact, it's really one, but they're two aspects of the one Christian life. Love of God and love of neighbor. That's what we see here. Now, when we get to the psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want, it seems to have no mention of love of neighbor. It's all about God's love for us. This is, you could say, the starting point for the whole thing. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't need anything. I'm not left without anything because who's taking care of me? The Lord. So he's the one who leads me to green pastures. He's the one who lets me rest beside still waters, who takes me away from the crowd and gives me an opportunity for a retreat or a time of prayer or a time for mass together. But the Lord is the one who provides these things. It's not that we do good in order to win God's favor and so then he favors us. It's not that we do good and share what we have and then God says, okay, well then now I'm going to love you. No, God's love comes first. And that's what this psalm shows so beautifully, the love of God. No matter what we're experiencing, whether we're on retreat beside still waters and green pastures, or whether we are in the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is still our shepherd. He provides for us whether we're on retreat or whether we are in the sight of our foes. He's providing us with strength, with guidance. Okay, so it doesn't seem to say anything about love of neighbor. But if we turn to the gospel, we see how this happens. Yes, the apostles have been out and about doing the ministry that Jesus gave them. We read about that 2 days ago. He sent them out two by two, and now they come back and they make their report. But it's not that it started with them deciding to do good and share what they have. God gave them, or Jesus gave them the commission. That's why they went out, and that's why their mission was successful, because of God. And then, when they get to a certain point of completion, or at least this stage of their journey, then Jesus says, okay, now it's time to stop doing that and come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. You see who's in charge of the whole thing? Whether they're serving or whether they're resting, whether they're receiving or whether they're giving, God is always in charge. So when God gives us a commission, yes, go and serve and give. And when God says, okay, it's time to stop, it's time to rest, it's the Lord's day now, or this job is over, or maybe we get sick, or maybe we get old, or maybe there's something that blocks the way, and we say, I can't do that anymore, well then don't do it anymore. Let God be in charge. That's what we see here. And he takes them off to the deserted place, finds out it's not deserted. It's not deserted. There's so many people there, and then Jesus himself, instead of saying, okay, go two by two and take care of this vast crowd, he himself starts to teach them many things. So the point that I want to emphasize here is that this theme that we have chosen has to be understood in light of the larger theme, which is God's love for us and our response to that love. Then we can be, we have what we need to not neglect to do good. Why should we not neglect to do good? Because God is so good to us. Why should we share what we have? Because we have received so much. That's the dynamic that I think this Mass brings out before us. And today's two saints are great examples of this, both of them. They received much because they knew God. They knew the love of God. And with their hearts overflowing with gratitude and love for God, they shared much. They shared what they had in two different ways. Saint Josephine Bakita shared herself in religious life as a religious sister, sharing her own. A lot of what she had to share was her experience of being a slave and of discovering that Jesus had been chained, just like she had been chained. That Jesus had been, not trafficked exactly, but in a sense he was, because he was sold for 30 pieces of silver. And she discovered God was not a master who was imposing his will on her. He was someone who had come to be in the same condition she was in order to raise her up. And that was her testimony. Saint Jerome had been imprisoned. He was a prisoner of war, actually. He had been chained too. And he experienced being set free by the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so when he realized that he was being taken care of by God and by the Blessed Mother, he said, well, now I have the opportunity to take care of others. And he focused especially on orphaned children. So you see the dynamic. If we don't know that God loves us, we will never have much to offer others, because we'll always be worried about taking care of ourselves. We'll be worried about running out. We'll be worried about who opposes us. But if we know the Lord is our shepherd, then we know there's nothing we shall want. We have plenty to give. Maybe we don't have a lot of money, but we have plenty of spiritual gifts. We have plenty of love, and we have ourselves. God gives us life so that we can give life. God gives us faith so that we can share the faith. And that's what we do together as a human family, as God's family, together with all the saints. So let us not neglect to do what is good and to share what we have.